الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا يتربصن بأنفسهن أربعة أشهر وعشرا فإذا بلغن أجلهن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن بالمعروف والله بما تعملون خبير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson we will be speaking about the iddah period, the waiting period of a mutawaffa anha zawjuha. That means the iddah period for that person, his wife who has passed, for the person who has passed away and now leaves behind a widow. Quran says that the iddah period is 4 months and 10 days. So Allah says, as for those people who pass away from among you and they leave widows behind, then they should wait or restrain themselves in their homes. They should wait in their homes for a period of 4 months and 10 days. In this 4 months of 10 days, Mufassirin have mentioned, وَلَا يَتَزَيَّنَّ. That means, by no means are they allowed to beauty treat themselves. They cannot put any perfume on themselves. They cannot put henna. They cannot put makeup or apply any of these hair oils. They cannot even come out of their homes except there's, like, if there's dire need that demands so. For example, if the toilet is outside the home, now they are forced to, this basically extreme compulsion for them to come out of their homes because that is a case of darura. There's some need, there's a demand for her to come out of her house, then it is permissible. But we need this extreme compulsion for her to come out of her home. Otherwise, it is impermissible for her to come out of her house during this iddah period. Mufassirin have also stated that there cannot be any discussion also regarding a second marriage. So she can't discuss in any clear or unambiguous terms. With regards to this, the next verse inshallah will explain that what if discussion of marriage took place with her in ambiguous terms, that inshallah we will discuss in the next verse. Quran says, فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Now once they reach the end of the iddah period, so that means 4 months, 10 days has now finished, completed it, then Allah tells the awliya of this woman, those people who are in, those people who are regarded as the awliya, who are taking care of these women, Allah says, there is no blame word, there is no blame on you, there is no sin upon you, فِيمَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, in with regards to what they do with themselves, in all fairness, with regards to what they do to themselves, in reasonable terms. In other words, if now they have to come out of their home, or if for trade purposes, or if they have to if they have to do some zina, beauty, cheat themselves, then there is no problem with that now after 4 months and 10 days complete. Or even if there have to be any, if there has to be any discussion of getting married, then no problem, they may get married as well. Wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. And listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what you do. In other words, if Allah is well aware, that means if you have to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding His commandments and in these injunctions of His, then you deserve a punishment from the side of Allah.